It's time for today's daily devotional. This week, we've been talking about some spring cleaning for the soul. Want to talk a little bit about maintaining your garden today. You know, it's one thing to clean something up, and it's another way to actually keep it that clean, right? That happens all the time in our house. Probably happens in your house, too. You spend hours or days on the weekend, on your days off, cleaning up, and then all of a sudden, you come in one day, and it's back to the way it used to be. So maybe over the past few days, as we've been talking, maybe you've cleared some clutter in your life. Maybe you've checked the soil and you've pulled the weeds, because remember, those things are pesky, and you've made some room for growth. But here's the truth that most people don't talk about. None of it lasts if you don't maintain it, because what you don't tend to will eventually drift off. You can spend the whole day cleaning your house and everything looks perfect. It smells so good. You got your air fresheners out, your candle warmers going, things feel brand new. But when you stop paying attention, little by little, it starts to slip and things start to pile back up. Your clutter comes back and the mess just creeps back in. Maybe not all at once, but gradually it happens. Your spiritual life works the same way. You don't just pray once or forgive once, or trust God one time. You stay connected, because growth isn't a moment, it's a rhythm. Scripture from John 15:4 says, "Remain in me, as I also remain in you. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Now, the word remain is key here, because it's saying to stay connected, stay consistent, and stay close, not just when you feel like it, but every day. Do it daily. The same connection that produces growth is the one that sustains it. You don't outgrow your need for God. Instead, you grow deeper into it. And here's where most people miss it. They have this moment with God, but they never build a lifestyle with Him. They clean things up for a season, but they don't create any habits to keep it that way. And slowly, without realizing it, they drift right back into what they were freed from. But if you don't stay intentional, you will absolutely become unintentional. And unintentional living always leads us back to those old patterns. So ask yourself today, where have I been inconsistent? And what is one small habit that I can commit to starting today? Keep it simple today. Maybe spend a few minutes in scripture, a daily prayer moment, worship during your drive into work. Check your heart before reacting. Consistency beats intensity every single time. God didn't bring you this far just for you to go back. He wants what He has started in you to keep on growing. And as we've already learned this week, growth doesn't come from one good moment with God. It comes from staying connected to Him every single day. Lord, as we come to you in prayer, thank you for what you've been doing in our lives. Help us not just experience growth, but to maintain it. And give us the discipline to stay connected to you daily. And when we start to drift, pull us back in and let our life continue to grow, not just for a moment, but for a lifetime. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.